Dylan, we'll start with you first. Talk about your summer. Boy, a lot of football. Been a fast summer. You've had a ton of fun with all these football games, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been a great time.
And three big ones so far in the books. I think you're done, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, we are done as of right now.
Cooper, how about you? I'm sure having a ball, you've had a chance to play in a couple of games. You've had a ton of fun, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had a great time. It was a great experience to be able to play with a bunch of different dudes. And Dylan, of course.
Yeah, that's the one good thing about these All-Star games is you have a chance to, once again, get a chance to know some of these guys, whether it be Shrine Bowl, Sotoma game, Western Nebraska All-Star game. Cooper, we'll start with you first. A chance to get a chance to meet some really good football players.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was exciting to be able to play with Dylan, of course. And, you know, going into the games, I didn't really know any of the other guys except for there was a few other 8-man guys going into the 11-man at Scotts Bluff. We had Cohen Grendel, he's from Cambridge, Isaiah Bullis, and from Highline. It was fun playing with them again, or with them on my team now. I didn't have to play against them, but yeah, a lot of the guys that I met and played with, a lot of great athletes. It was a great time just meeting them all and get to know them better.
Dylan, Cooper talked about 11-man up in Western Nebraska. You guys have never played, I don't think, an 11-man game. It's been mostly 8-man, but it was kind of fun getting a chance to play the 11-man game.
Yeah, it really was. And I kind of had a week of 11-man before Cooper, so at the Shrine Bowl. So when we got up there, he was a little nervous at first, but I told him what, after the first few days, the practices, it you start to get a hang of it. It's honestly a little bit slower paced because you can see the plays develop a little more instead of an 8-man. When the hole's there, they hit it, and it's just boom, boom, boom.
Dylan, which of the games has been your favorite? I'm sure you loved all three, but which you have a favorite of the three games? Kind of been your favorite one?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, all three have really good memories for different reasons. Like the Scotts Bluff game, we won 35-7, and we had a really close relationship. The Shrine Bowl, it was a really great experience meeting all those kids that the Shriners Hospital raises money for, and being there for almost 7 days, some of those guys I'm probably going to be like best friends with for the rest of my life. And then the Saratoga game, that was really fun too because I already knew almost all the guys that were there, and then getting to play with them instead of against them, it was a great time. And then coming out all 3 weeks, getting a dub every week, that just started the summer off right.
Cooper, how about you? A favorite among the games you played this summer?
Well, I'm going to have to go with probably the Scotts Bluff All-Star game. Yeah, like Dylan said, I was a little nervous going into it, but after the first couple practices, it was a blast. And throughout the week, Coach let us know, me and Dylan know, that we were both starting on the D-line, so that made me even more pumped up. Got me excited, and yeah, we won that game by quite a bit, and it was a very intense game. Both teams were fired up, so it was great. The Saratoga was also fun. We got out and did a lot of fun things, but they're both great.
Yeah, going back to that Scotts Bluff game, I had a chance to watch that one in person. You know, scoreless first quarter, you had your chances to score, but after that second quarter, your team just took off the defense. You guys played both on defense, and you didn't give up a thing against those guys from the West. I mean, they had virtually no offense at all, and hats off, you guys were a key part of that.
Yeah, that was definitely exciting, getting to stop them a lot, and we knew our offense was going to be solid, but all we coach is telling us that it starts on defense, so we were pumped up to stop them.
Dylan, same with you. Obviously had a key part of that plan up at Western Nebraska. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a blast. You know, like Cooper said, at the beginning of the week we were kind of running just scout team defense on like a Skelly offense and trying to figure out what would work, and it turned out that all four starting defensive linemen were 8-man players, so our defensive line coach gave us the nickname the Elite Eight, and we pretty much ran the whole game with no subs, and it was really cool to have a whole front line of 8-man players just pretty much control the line of scrimmage against guys that were primarily 11-man players. It just shows you that there's talents in 8-man that might not get recognized usually just because of that they're playing 8-man.
And Cooper, we'll start with you first. You got that quarterback from Scott's Bluff on the opposing end. You got him a little frustrated. It was a little chippy there in the second half, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it got really chippy with everybody. The quarterback, yeah, I hit him a few times. I brought him down a few times, and he didn't really like that, and he started getting a little chippy. But you know, our team stayed pretty controlled, and I think that's what really brought us ahead there in the second half.
Dylan, that 8-man game, we just got done with that. Sertoma against all those other great 8-man players. Being involved in that one, pretty special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was, because like I said before, I already knew a lot of them, or if I didn't know them personally, I just knew about them from looking at stats and max preps and stuff, because keep up with the season as it goes on towards the playoffs the last 4 years. There's a few names that you just start to get familiar with, and then when you're sharing rooms with them and sharing a team with them for a week, it's just a really cool experience, because you know, you've read their names online and seen the stuff that they could do, and then you share a field with them and get to see it in person and put it all together and get another dub. It's just a great experience.
Cooper, how about you? For now you're done with school, senior, graduated and everything, what's your plans now?
Heck yeah, graduated. Well, I'm just working now until I leave for school. I'm going to Curtis. I'm going to NCTA, Diversified Ag, so not too far from home. So I think it'll still be a fun time. Yeah, hopefully have some big plans ahead of me.
Hey, you're going to miss football a little bit. I'm sure that's the one sport you wish you could put the pads on for another year.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm going to miss it a ton. But you bet I'll be at every Warrior football game on the sideline. So I'll be there repping.
Dylan, what about your college plans now?
I'm going to UNK. I'm going to major in aviation, systems management, with a comprehensive on professional flight. So my plan is to end up being a commercial pilot somewhere. And then I'm a preferred walk-on for the football team. So my football career is going to keep going for a few more years at least.
All right. Very good. So you both keep yourself in shape over the summertime, but Dylan, you've really hit the weights. You got to keep in shape, because you'll be going off to Kearney for UNK camp before you know it.
Yep. So haven't really had a buffer break between the 3 weeks of 2 days and then getting on the workout program when I got back, but it's been a good time. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Dylan, we'll start with you first. Coach Kronhoffman, what has that guy meant to you guys? I mean, it seems like every time I talk to him, we have some great interviews, all the posts that he makes. It sounds like a really tight-knit group with he and his players down there at Arapahoe.
Oh, yeah. Coach K is probably the best coach that I could ever ask for, you know. Not just as a coaching aspect, but, you know, he's been there through junior high and high school, just one of those guys that just feel comfortable around as a player anyways. I know some people might say that he's kind of scary or whatever, but you know, he knows football really well, and he's a really great guy, and I think this senior class was especially close with him all 4 years of high school, and I wouldn't ask for a better coach to have.
Cooper, throw a game out. There's got to be a game among your 4 years of playing for Coach Kronhoffman that really stands out. Can you remember one or two?
I do. Our junior year, we went 9-1. That was a very special year with Coach K. Definitely the number one standout game was the shutout against Cambridge. Of course, our rivals. That was a very special game, being able to not let them score at all and drive it down the field on them and score and shut them out. And another game, it was that same year, it was against Lawrence Nelson. Coach K kind of started that, I don't know, the Lawrence Nelson Arapahoe deal. He's friends with their head coach. So we kind of started, not really a rivalry, but another tough game that we go hard at. But we won at the last few minutes with a two-point conversion to stay undefeated. So that was pretty sweet.
Dylan, how about you? A couple of games, or maybe some of the same ones that Cooper mentioned that really stand out in your 4 years?
The Cambridge game was huge, because going into that week, all the talk online and the local papers was that we really didn't really stand a chance against them, and we ended up winning 28-0, which was huge. And then also Lawrence Nelson, they return opening kickoff, and then we punt to them next drive, and they return the punt. They go up 16-0 in the first 2 minutes. We were kind of like, oh boy, this is going to be a bad game. But, you know, Coach K brought us together and got our heads straight, and we ended up grinding out a win, punching in a two-point conversion at the very end to win it. And then Bertrand, my sophomore year, I believe, maybe, it was, I think, the highest scoring game I've been in. It was like 50-something to 60-something. It was just back and forth the whole night. And that game just, it's always been a good memory of mine just because those games are fun. You know, you don't know which way it's going to go. And heavy offense, big plays on defense, and it was just a great time. I'll remember that one forever.
Yeah, Dylan, I'm sure if you had a chance to put the jersey on for another game or so for Arapahoe, you'd probably do it, wouldn't you?
Oh, I definitely would.
Same with you, Cooper. You'd love to have, give me at least a half season. Give me a couple of games next year.
Oh, heck yeah. I'd play a half a football game if I could for Arapahoe. It was a great time. I love playing behind Coach K. He was always great support and everything. I'd do anything to play again.